Welcome to Bruncheons and Dragons!
My name is Will Cabrera, and I will be the Dungeon Master for this original story called The Gateway to the World. So come with us on this adventure and sit along at the table as we play a session of Bruncheons and Dragons.
It's only been 6 months.
Years. 21 years.
Cheers.
Brandon has turned 35.
Brandon, all right.
Simon, drink with us.
All right, so my name is Will Cabrera. Welcome to another episode of Bruncheons and Dragons.
Ow!
Bruncheons and Dragons!
And sitting next to me is...
I am Q, also the voice of Orym, which is the Drow Elf Warlock.
And this is Pedro, the voice of Sailor Jerry, the Gnome Wizard.
Hey, and this is Kenny. I voice Torg, the Halfling Ranger.
This is Caesar, the voice of Kolsh, your Dwarf Cleric of the Life Domain.
My name is Brandon. I'm the voice of Damien Skullkeeper, Protector of the Forge, Wearer of the Pelt.
Alright, so...
Alright!
What was the recap?
Recap! So, last we left off, we had a nice RP session where you guys had a bunch of visions that you went through. Seeing possible past and possible futures, or a mixture of both. Orym also had a visitation from his patron. And now has a new addition to the group in the form of Gorin.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
which will need his own miniature, I think.
Oh, just wanted to say, Kolsh is not happy that Damien and his imp are having like chummy conversations.
Yeah. What is up with that?
ET Dubs.
And considering the vision that I had, I am already very skeptical of Gorin. This off the bat.
Gorin's a little saucy boy. I like
he's
him.
He's just an imp trying to do what he can.
He's a saucy little imp.
Yeah.
He's just an imp. A poor little imp.
Why are you hating on imps?
Every time that you don't hear Sailor Jerry talking, he literally has Queen playing through his head.
Yeah. All day.
All day.
Damn day.
In fact, today, what is he listening to?
He's just a poor imp from a poor family.
Let's try not to get struck for copyright infringement.
Yeah,
it has been less than 15 seconds. Sorry, more than 15 seconds.
No, that was... funny story. My old podcast, the one I stopped recording earlier this year, is now getting copyright strikes 4 or 5 years after we've recorded episodes.
Nice.
We finished it, so it's already out there. Like, they can't stop that. That's a flood. Everybody knows about that shit already. But
yeah.
Nice.
They'll find you.
Who was it from?
My songs you just sing.
Actually, anime music out of all things. I put for some reason now with like weird licensing shit, like now companies are going after like Japanese stuff, but
Weeaboos don't fuck around, bro. They want their money.
Years for like 15 years they would never fuck around with that, but want their ducats.
Okay.
For Gorin.
By the way, I just want to say also that Gorin is on my shoulder, and I don't know what the fuck he's been telling Damien either. So
Kolsh has picked up on the facial expressions of Orym, like, going, "Oh, he doesn't understand either." Fan-fucking-tastic.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
What is this dirty
party
doing on my shoulder?
Yep.
Nothing wrong can come of this. So all of you have had a long rest.
Yay.
Yes.
Activated your level 4 abilities now. You are level 4.
Yeah, yo.
And as you go up the stairs and open the trap door, the sunlight just cascades into the room, and you notice that all the walls are now mirrored. So where they were once kind of watery and pulsating, now they're flat and just mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So now is a good point in the campaign to remind yourselves what you look like to each other.
Oh, funny you should say this.
So, now that we've had a good couple of episodes, how do you each picture your characters, in other words?
Well, I'm one fine motherfucking elf, I'll tell you that. I have cheekbones for days.
What is
the sharpest cheekbones?
Guess what they look like and then we reveal?
Orm has cheekbones that can slit throats.
Yes, yes, yes. That yes, I do.
And
yes,
a cock that burns a thousand suns.
Oh, oh wow, no. that dragon's milk doesn't fuck around.
Oh, that's
oh
right.
wait.
What are we drinking?
Hold on, guys. Yeah, sorry. Wait. It is.
So we'll start with Damien. So get him out of the way. Damien, yeah. What are you drinking today, buddy?
That fine Florida water.
Ooh.
Is it tap or purified?
Straight from the tap.
That Westchester tap water, guys. The plant's 3 minutes down the road. It's super fluoride filled. Good for you.
Very nice.
Nice. Nice.
Quote unquote.
Your teeth are glow in the dark.
Yeah. Kolsch here. Mm-hmm. Kolsch just finished sipping on a lovely Southern Grist double dry hop mixed salad, which is a New England style IPA.
Jesus Christ.
Dry hop with M29, Hala Tower Blanc, and Mosaic hops, and it was phenomenal. And while they continue, I'm going to go to the fridge.
I'm getting some more.
I don't even know what that means.
Actually, right now I'm in the middle of vanilla porter coming from Breckenridge Brewery. That's honestly, right. This is some fine Colorado ale. I love this. It actually, the vanilla notes on this is very nice. It kind of, it almost tastes
vanilla notes, you fancy motherfucker. Yeah.
It's not at all like I'm reading the bottle or anything, right?
It's not like a vanilla Coke. Like you don't expect the vanilla to be that powerful.
No, it's very nice.
It's nice.
It's very nice. It's very malty. So it's very close to drinking bread. I like that. I actually like having that in the beer.
Yeah, I had that before this Dragon's Milk.
Yeah, I got me something called Fluorescence, which is a sour ale dry hopped with Mandarina, Bavaria, and Mosaic.
Jesus.
Which I have no idea what that means, but
those are hops.
Those are the hops.
Those are hops.
Okay. Yeah. It's really good.
That's what that is.
It has orange zest and it's very bready, which I am quite fond of as well.
If you listen to our last episode, once I find a beer, I will stick to it for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Lincoln's Best, which is a sparkling ale. A delicious pint of it is what I'm going to hit through the face. And see how it interacts with my antibiotic, because I'm
oh,
sick.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
It's a myth. Antibiotics, you can still booze on antibiotics.
Yeah. You know what? I did think about that. I was just like, how do alcoholics take medicine if they're going to drink no matter what?
Dangerously.
They're not really good humans, but
with no consideration.
I have it on good authority from a medical research doctor that you can drink.
Yeah.
And take antibiotics if you feel.
Yeah, it really just says... Basically,
but don't do it in excess.
Right,
don't drink every day on antibiotics, but you can drink one.
Right, and they say not to drink, like don't drink a 12-pack to the face while you're on antibiotics, but you shouldn't be drinking
it. Have a drink, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay, one drink.
You have three.
Yes, so I will
have... rolling ones and 20.
I will deliciously have three, and I will try something else. I do want to make a mention on the... I thought that had tasted familiar. I was on my honeymoon in Breckenridge, and I think Vanessa ended up getting one of those beers. I absolutely love Breckenridge. I'm actually usually not a dark, like... porter style drinker, and that one actually tasted really good.
Yeah, neither am I. I don't gravitate for the stouts or the darker beers, but that was really nice. This Dragon's Milk is really nice as well.
It looks my color.
That's that peach vanilla upside
what's
down.
What's the Dragon's Milk like?
Dragon's Milk is a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout.
There it is.
The peach makes the hoppy IPA taste go away, which,
there.
Oh my God, that just, I'm normally not an IPA drinker because I feel like I just ate a bottle of perfume, like, at the end.
I hate IPA.
This removes that. Like, I just sipped it. You can smell it, and you're almost like, oh my God, I'm going to taste perfume, and then the peachy vanilla-ness of that beer wipes that out.
Yes?
Yeah, pass that around.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yep, that was
good.
That's
interesting. I've never had the smell of an IPA.
Why did I leave
sweet.
This dragon out for
no
reason?
No, wait, put that away.
No.
Oh, look who arrived.
That bitch-ass dragon has a history with my old frenzy barbarian, doesn't it?
Yeah, go kill another
squad. I don't know
what
I'm more surprised about. That dragon that just appeared that he put away, or that beer that I just tried?
Right, because you smell the hops,
yeah.
But then you don't taste them.
It smells like a traditional IPA.
Right.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, that peach does.
That's what I thought, and then you taste
the peach it. The vanilla beans,
Yeah.
No, I think the peach more than the vanilla bean. I think is what cuts
it.
It doesn't.
It doesn't grate.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was good. All right. So back to.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are.
Woo!
D&D.
Yes.
D&D time.
Well, wait. Technically, this podcast is for both. Yeah. So.
And we're looking for sponsors if you know anyone.
Yeah. If you guys are listening and you do your own beer, you know what. Josh Silverman.
Hey, Bottle Logic. I saw you guys put out a beer called Roll for Initiative. Just saying. big craft beer fans over here. We appreciate your stouts. We love you guys over there in California, but the East Coast needs some love.
Send us some love.
FYI.
Also, Josh Silverman, if you're listening to this and you feel like doing some beer at your house and then giving it to us to drink here, we would gladly love that.
And
so.
Custom sodas or water.
That's not
or a time machine for, what, 9 months?
That's a waste of time.
All right, so I.
Yes.
So, the sun came through.
Yeah, the sun's baby.
And we can see ourselves baby. Now.
We can see ourselves now in mirrors.
The walls are mirrors.
The walls are mirrors.
So now we can finally see each other, one another, and really.
Ron Robin, let's do this.
I am my fine elf self, is what I'm gonna say. I'm white, semi-long hair. Not a little unruly, almost
Aragorn?
Yeah, very Aragorn. I got green eyes and amazing cheekbones. Slice you with my cheekbones. I'm about 6 feet tall. Slender, but firm.
That has been the most bumble description of your character I've ever seen.
And that's pretty much it. I'm cloaked in all black attire. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I like to imagine that Sailor Jerry kind of looks like Bill Murray in Life Aquatic, except very, very small and with a mullet. And happier. Like, he's a kind of a jolly guy.
So more like Willem Dafoe then, really.
Yeah.
Imagine he looks like Bill Murray, but he acts more like Willem Dafoe.
There you go. Right? I like to think that there's a bandana, so all you see is the long hair. You don't know that there's
it's a beanie.
Okay.
It's a beanie.
So all you see is a long hair, so you don't really know.
So you don't realize he has like a fantasy beanie.
Yeah.
And he's like a little scruffy. You know?
Yeah.
You don't realize how much business he has in the front.
Yeah.
Right. You just think it's all party.
Listen, the one day when that top comes off and you just see that business in the front come out, like, it's gonna blow it.
Like Kid Rock mullet.
Oh.
Alright, well, for me, you know, this is the first time in a long time that I actually get to see myself. That I actually get to look at myself. So cloak, obviously, like, I wear a dark green cloak. Pretty much the attire that a ranger would wear is very thin, a very loose-fitting clothing, dark and brown colors, with a short bow that apparently I only use very seldomly.
Should use more of it, FYI.
Yeah, right? So I actually take off the hood because it's been a while since I've seen my face. And one thing, if you guys haven't noticed, is the fact that I have bright red hair. Then, if you want to say sun crown, I think is the word that was used.
Yeah.
And other than that, that's the only distinguishable feature. Other than I look like every other halfling, really, so yeah, pretty much. Oh, and I'm also really short. I didn't realize how short I was until I looked around.
4 feet of fury.
That's
in the name.
Yeah, 4 feet of fury, but you don't realize. It's just like, you know, I keep saying it, but then I look around, I'm like,
just realize how short you are.
Yeah, I'm short.
So Cole takes a good look at himself in his mirror, in the mirror as the sunlight's cascading down into the room they're in. Been a little bit for himself since he's, you know, had a moment to himself, really, with being in the group. He's got a beard is kept, actually, not unkempt, which is very traditional for a hill dwarf. It's a dark brown, but tints of auburn flow through there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talking or hinting about his lineage? We don't know yet. We'll find out.
Possibly.
We're going to find out. His chainmail, even after being worn over time, still looks pristine, being made of dwarven quality. On his shield, his holy symbol is that of his patron Dionysus, is a mug overflowing with jovial moments cascading out.
Excellent.
And on top of that, he, while I look at himself in the mirror, he keeps his helmet on for reasons known to the group.
Okay.
Oh, also, while that's happening, I actually, if everybody can see this, because it's obviously lights out, I actually start staring towards Kolsch and start slowly peering at him as though I'm slowly figuring out that he's starting to remind me of something.
Lego pieces are falling.
Lego pieces are falling into place.
Also, before we get to Damien, just so that everybody knows, I have moved away from the fucking sunlight.
You're just like, nah, I'm good.
I was
nah, I'm good.
Basically, I looked in the mirror and I was like, do I still look fine? I still look fine. So I'm gonna back away, yeah.
The hood goes up.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I'm back. I'm back, guys. I'm back.
Is daytime on today?
No. Yep.
He's more...
Who's he?
Damien is more, like...
Say it with your chest.
He's on like more of the human side of the half-orc spectrum.
Okay.
Right.
But like he still has.
So he's 60% more human than orc.
I would say like more of the human comes.
He's like a 57%.
Like, yeah. Like the he has like it's like not. I don't know how to describe it. It's longer hair, but it's about to like the middle of his back.
So you're like say. You're like Vin Diesel but more human.
Well,
no,
Vin Diesel's bald.
Oh, so like a hairy Vin Diesel.
I guess, but he has that underbite.
Oh, Conan the Barbarian.
Okay.
More like Conan the Barbarian.
Yeah, more like that. But his skin's a bit grayer because I was reading the book earlier that the half-orcs tend to have grayer skin.
Right.
And his armor is a very like rustic orange yellow kind of combination with the shield being the what it's a hammer being hammer striking an anvil, correct? No.
There's several interpretations.
To nudge my brother, he has yet to emblazon his new shield.
Right.
Oh,
so it's
new
not
shield.
Emblazoned.
Oh,
remember,
right.
You
yes.
have your new level
shield.
Plus one.
Yes. What does
the
new shield look like?
It has nothing on the front.
You got an old shield.
I was talking about an old shield.
Yeah, it has nothing. It has yet to be emblazoned in the front. All right.
And then I have the rebar strapped to my back. With one eye.
Wait, what? That's right. Forgot there's a rebar attached.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody forgot about one eye.
Yeah.
Everybody forgot about one eye.
No, you gotta tell us how one eye looks.
No, I want to
know. Rotting away?
He's still decomposing? Yeah. Like, is there still skin and stuff left?
Yeah.
Alright, that's all.
And then
it's going right through the side of his skull anyway.
Nice. And then Gorin is...
Wait. So before we leave the bottom room...
Hold on, are your ears more rounded or more pointed?
I would say they're a bit more pointed. Like he has.
Okay. Because I'm sure that you said you had the underbite.
He has the underbite with the tusks, and then he has the pointed ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gorin.
So one question, Kolsch wants to know that Kolsch thinks on his studies and is questioning that if he cast Lesser Restoration on the ugly head, would slow down the decomposition for his friend, just for the amusement of entering town with this.
Oh, that's very
sweet. No.
Aww.
No. I like where your head's at, but Lesser Restoration is more for...
I like where your head's at.
Hey!
We got jokes!
You
we got jokes today!
Inspiration, you got it.
Yes, inspiration!
Yes!
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you can.
Also, while he rolls for all that, go ahead.
Can you
roll, I just got it.
Oh, okay,
can
get
you
it.
Cast Speak with Dead?
I don't have it.
Hey! You stole a bitch!
No, no Monty Python. Keep going, guys.
It's
not on my prepared spell, so I cannot. Until right, my next right.
And Gorin looks like your typical elf, except that... elf. Imp. Your typical imp, except that he is...
He reminds us of the lead singer of a local band?
Yeah, of a local band that he's got... Actually, very, very similar.
I can't.
Hair very similar to myself, my real self, not Orum, but my real self, which is very, very curly and only on the top of the head. And he's got a face that could annoy anyone. I'm looking at the image for this episode. And I did it so perfectly, I can't wait for you guys to see it. You'll know...
It's a Puerto Rican imp. That's all I can
say. Broccoli locks.
You'll already... Yeah, you already know what the imp looks like, because it was the cover art for our last episode.
I love him so much.
Broccoli locks.
All right, so... So now we're in this room, and the sun is coming out, so...
Yeah, so you make your way upstairs. And you come out, and you... There's a renewed... kind of freshness to the air. The house is still dilapidated. There's still, you know, the remnants of the first house, the first floor, the little bit of the second floor that's left. But you notice that the protective ward that kind of surrounded the area has dissipated at this point. Like a lot of nature has started creeping back in overnight.
Okay.
So nature's starting to reclaim this house again.
Okay.
Can I check something since this is my favorite terrain?
Sure.
Can I check to see if how what's the closest where I can feel where there's a concentration of activity in the area.
Sure, you can make a nature roll for that.
Even with the favorite terrain?
Survival roll.
Level?
Yeah.
Well, that was a one, so I get to re-roll.
Okay. Yeah, boy.
Do you still drink with that?
I don't know, because it doesn't... That's a 14.
Wait, I'll take a sip.
There you go.
I'll take a sip.
So 11 on the die. Wait, survival you said? Oh, sorry, that's 14.
Yeah. A lot of the activity seems to be coming around the south and north side more than anything, as far as like traffic is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You venture out about a good half hour in your direction, and you can see tracks. They've stayed away from this area, and you reckon that's part of the ward.
Mm-hmm. Any idea where I can see the tracks coming, or is it going in all directions?
In both directions. It looks like patrols.
Okay. So, it's patrolling.
Yeah. But you do notice that the nature that's encroaching towards the house is doing it supernaturally fast.
Right. In other words, that it's pretty much overnight. It just
the nature
pretty much
of
began.
This grove is starting to retake this area.
Now remind me: are there any latent magical energies in this area, or is this literally just nature catching up with something after being?
Well, the grove itself is magical in nature.
Fedor's grove. Yeah.
Fedor's
grove.
So you just figure that there was some protective aura around the house.
That is now
has since been removed.
Got it.
Which is there an upstairs?
There was.
We kind of fucked it up.
There's nothing.
Yeah, we fucked that up.
We fucked up that second
floor. 15-foot space of upstairs.
Yeah.
But there's no stairwell up there or anything?
Yeah,
there's no way. I'll go search.
Are the goblins still, like, their bodies, are they still outside?
The goblin bodies actually have decomposed unnaturally fast.
Ooh.
Like, it looks like they're little clumps of lichen and moss now.
Would I kind of check them to see if there's anything to take off them?
Sure.
Okay.
Make a nature roll.
Nature roll.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's a 15 on the die.
Nice.
Plus
1.
16.
My blessing might have worked.
You start picking around at some of the goblin bodies that are decomposing, and you pick out some wildflowers.
Wildflowers,
yeah. Looks like you might be able to make them into some tea.
For something.
For something.
Do I find anything upstairs while I'm looking or cruising?
The body of the hobgoblin, which is now lichen and moss covered as well.
Hmm.
Pour a little booze on it.
Okay.
Okay.
One last sip for you, my little friend.
Even or odds?
Ooh, odds. All day.
You see where the water kind of like spills, the beer kind of spills over the body. You see a little spread of flowers kind of like start popping up.
Hmm.
Let's examine one of the bodies for see what magic made it decompose so fast.
No, I'm going back to the group.
And by the way, what just happened was even odds was it was just a roll.
It was just a roll.
It was just a roll, and Cole decided to use what it was odds.
Odds.
So it was just whatever came up. If he
his flavor.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the flowers look like anything Cole recognizes, or none at all?
They look like if transplanted into fertile ground, they might grow into grapevines.
Hmm.
While this is happening, I actually want to go up to the second floor as well.
Cole starts
Cultivating,
yeah.
Make a nature roll, see how many you save.
What is that? Six on the die?
Yeah.
Six on the die plus one?
Yeah, plus one. Seven.
Okay. So out of the 24 flowers, you rescue 8. You
okay.
Max to cultivate 8.
Okay. I start making my way downstairs then.
You pass. Well,
when we pass, I...
By the way, Cole's checked the entire upstairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
While we
sometimes
pass...
when we touch...
I just say two words.
Okay.
Crash, iron foot. I want to make sure that he heard me.
Okay.
I want to know if that actually brings something to him.
As he walks up, you hear him say something to you. That sounds like a dwarven name.
Okay.
And as you're kind of, do you stop at him mentioning something, or do you keep going?
I mean, well, does the name ring a bell to Kolsch? He's still recovering.
Well, that's the thing. Because right now, you're taking these flowers that are in a very critical.
Right.
So, do the flowers supersede you thinking?
The flowers supersede me because they're related to my gun.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes. So I'm not focused on Torx.
So you hear it.
I hear Torx say something.
You catalog it and then you go. Yeah. So you find some fertile. You know, you find some nice fertile ground. And once you finish burying the flowers, you do see kind of like the first set of vines come up and just start grabbing onto the tree that they're next to.
Okay.
Like it's almost unnaturally fast how fast the foliage grows here.
Yeah. I wanted to. It's great.
Do I understand at all what's happening within this Fader's Grove? At how quickly everything's rapidly both decaying and growing?
Yes. The cycle of life is accelerating here.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At both ends. It both grows quickly and both dies quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, well, that's a weird question to ask. I can't ask that question then. So Cole's seeing how rapidly the vines start growing on another, an anchor tree.
Yeah.
Does that jar him at all, or is he like taken aback by how quickly it's happening? Or
it's a little disconcerting because this is the kind of thing that takes months to happen.
Yeah.
And so like right now, it's like the second you buried them in the dirt, like the vine just came up like almost like hands coming up and grabbing onto the anchor of the tree.
Now that I'm on the second floor, is there any vantage point that I have that I can see further up?
Yeah, now that it's daytime too, like you can see the canopy isn't as thick as it was at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot less scary during the day.
Right.
And that has a lot to do with like fear of dark and things like that. Like you can't see in the dark, so it's...
Oh yeah.
It's going to play on your
fear.
If the only one.
But like up here, you can see that the canopy isn't as thick as you thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot of the sunlight kind of like breaking through. You see clear paths here and there. It's a nice day.
Can I, from my vantage point now that I'm up higher, I want to be able to see if there's any distinguishing feature, a landmark that was created that was not part of nature. Anything that is
to the east is what looks to be the remains of a tower.
Mm-hmm. Anything else besides this?
No, it looks a few days away. It looks like it's a good distance of travel.
Mm-hmm.
But it also reminds you of the tower that you came out of the first, and the tower that you chased the Durgar into.
I call out to Torg. Do you have any idea where we are?
Hey, look at that over there! And I go, honestly, we are...
Where are we supposed to be? I don't even remember.
No. Okay, yeah, off
estimation.
Right, we are chasing out down the far, but we had already decided which direction we were going in.
Okay,
because it was the direction in which Fader had told us to go in.
No, just telling Coach to make an intelligence roll,
now that he's thinking about it.
Now that he's done what he's wanted to do, now the name kind of creeps back up.
Oh, okay.
He's like, wait a minute.
Well, while he's doing that really quick, since I'm just going to relay real quick, we, from guessing from what I'm seeing here, we're a few days away from where we first started, as far as...
You guys can't see this, but Cole's just slowly rolling this, like slowly holding this dice closer to Torg's head as he's talking, just to annoy him and see what happens if he moves
him out. Roll goddamn
very, very suspect motions.
Oh shit! That's a high die roll on the other
That
die.
Is a high die roll.
What is that?
17 on the die.
17.
Plus what?
Plus your intelligence.
One.
So,
is it religion based or?
No, it's just intelligence, just recalling.
Am I proficient? Yeah, no.
Yeah, proficiency with it.
Oh, that's a fucking 20.
20.
Oof.
You want to write this down, or is this something that you want to be able to express for...
No. Krask, Ironfoot, you recognize the name suddenly. It's one of the families associated with yours. Like, it's one of the... Like, you remember enough of our how there's the Crane clan, but it has families?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your clan has families as well. The Ironfoot clan is one of your...
My family,
Associated with your clan.
Well, his closest clan is...
You don't know that yet.
We don't know that yet.
However, you know that Ironfoot is one of your clans.
He can come up with his own last name, but I also want you to come up with your own clan name.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's something that I think you would benefit more than me coming out of.
So is Ironfoot?
Ironfoot is definitely one of the families though.
Okay, well pretty much it's we're days away from where we originally were at when we chased the Durgar into the previous tower. It's about, I want to say rough estimate, about a 3 days walk, 3 days travel from here due east.
It's about 4 or 5.
4 or 5?
Yeah.
4 or 5 due east, so that means that we're on the west side of it, and I know that we have a certain direction that we're going into, which I believe is south?
East.
Oh,
east.
We're going east, we're actually going in that direction.
So remind me real quick, when we got teleported directly in this area, right? So this is literally the first time we've had a second to actually
realize where we are.
Where the fuck we ended up landing. Okay,
yes.
That's why I wanted to ask, because I'm literally like, yeah, we landed here and immediately started scrapping. So.
Yeah, because we landed not where we were supposed to be.
What does Cole remember about his family?
It was a big family.
Does he remember what his father was? Or who his father was?
Or from memory, the parental figure in your clan, is it a patriarchy or a matriarchy?
Matriarchy.
Okay. So then your mother would have been the one in charge of the clan.
Okay.
And your father would have been the one in charge of protecting said clan.
So back to the matter of your question, does Kolsch remember what his father was?
Probably either a fighter or a paladin.
Okay.
I would like to get off to the side a bit into the sun and pray.
Okay. For a bit.
Like one of I'm gonna can I use half of one of my sticks of incense?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm gonna put down 4 now.
Okay.
No. Fuck that. I'm gonna use a full stick of incense.
Alright.
Fuck that! Full stick, motherfucker!
Full stick for Hephaestus!
I'm just gonna read it.
Full stick for Hephaestus!
That's the name of the episode.
Vulcan gets my full stick!
Hephaestus gives the full stick.
He doesn't play just
sometimes
the
stick. Sometimes he gives, sometimes he takes
what
the
is
full
it?
Stick.
What is it? Dionysus provides? Hephaestus gives.
Hephaestus gives you the full stick.
Damn.
Gives these.
I want to ask for not like a sign of what to do next, but just more like guidance and for him to help me understand the coming days, especially like any omens that might be sticking out, like preferably like a good sign, if anything.
Make a wisdom roll to try and blot out all the noise. That's
oh boy!
Oh boy! Here we go.
That's not your
advantage because I moved myself away.
Alright, so first roll.
First roll's like
15.
Oh,
that's promising.
That's good.
Second roll was a 4.
So the 15 is what we're taking.
15 with wisdom?
It's minus 4 to wisdom.
Plus 1 wisdom, so 15.
Oh.
Did I say 15 first? So 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Could I have everyone but Damien step outside?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God damn it.
Wait, we started.
Before Cross goes outside.
Yeah.
Does he remember what his mother was known for? Or what essentially her?
I will let you make an intelligence roll and come back.
Oh!
Wait, real quick, before we leave, I just want to say one thing.
Wait, get a beer.
I'll wait till after.
And I just want to make mention that while all of this is happening, I'm somewhere very far away from the sunlight, and I am.
You're not a vampire.
No, I know, but I am sitting somewhere in a corner. And I'm...
There's plenty of foliage around.
I have the journal in my hand, and I'm just turning it over and over and over again. That's all that I want to say.
And I'll have you know that Sailor Jerry is sitting in the grass looking up at the sky, humming to himself, Radio Cuckoo, Radio Cuckoo.
All right, we're out.
To himself.
We Audi 5000.
Audi 5000.
Take my burr!
So you see, you set the stake there, you set it on fire, you strike it with flint and whatnot. And you sit down, you start meditating for a little bit, and after a moment, after about what seems to be like a good hour,
okay,
you just feel like a tap on the side of your head. And you kind of feel this heavy footfall next to you. Like, are you going to be sitting there all day? Or are you actually going to do something with your life? as you kind of, you open your eyes at that? Because it doesn't sound like Colch to you.
I will open my eyes.
You see a dwarf, kind of clad in heavy armor, kind of not full plate, but half plate. You see he has no helmet, no weapons to speak of. Bald, scarred on the left side of his face. So much so that the beard has stopped growing there. Like there's tufts of hair there, but his beard is mostly on his right side and it comes down that side of his face. But he looks beefier, kind of there's an unnatural glow to him.
All right.
And he kind of stands between you and the now halfway burnt piece of incense. And he's like, well, what would you like?
Hephaestus?
Oh, I mean, you can call me that if you want. What makes you feel better?
What would you prefer me to call you?
I mean, names are futile, really. They're just titles. You get used to not having them.
Alright.
Makes things easier, doesn't it?
Names?
Not having them. Not having to worry about them. I mean, you've got a long one, really. You pride yourself on it for a little too much, I think.
It feels right.
Sure, sure.
Don't know why.
Sure. It might be your orcness.
I presume it's what my mother wanted. If that's what she was. I don't know. It feels like she was the orc.
Sure, sure.
Well, my friend. If I can assume you to be a friend.
Well, I haven't killed you, have I?
No, you haven't.
Right then. So we're off to a good start.
I'm just feeling a little lost.
Sure, sure.
It's been a weird couple hours since we went down to this basement thing.
Of course, yeah. And you found the shield you set for yourself, yeah?
So you know.
Well, yeah, I crafted the shield for you.
Would you be able to help me with the shield quickly?
What would you like?
I just want to put the symbol of Hephaestus onto it before.
And what does what symbol is that in your mind? What does the god Vulcan sound like to you?
A hammer striking an anvil, acting as fast as he can.
Sure, sure. So he's not a pit of fire to you in your eyes. He's not brash or ill-tempered.
No, he creates and allows it.
There's a lot of patience in creating, you know, and you understand that.
I understand.
Sure. You look like you do.
It takes a lot, but I feel like I wouldn't be here today without patience.
Sure, sure. So put the shield out. Let's see what you're working for. And as you kind of like rummage through and you pull your shield out, you notice that the incense is now down to like a quarter left. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh yeah, that's a good shield I made. That'll serve you well. As long as you don't go dying on me.
I don't plan on it.
What you plan and what the fates plan are two different things, aren't they?
You have a point there.
You ever see their tapestry?
The fates.
You are?
I don't think so.
There might come a time when you do, my lad. And there's going to be one thing you have to remember.
What's that?
You can't mess with it. What they deem to be made and their tapestry has to happen. There might come a time when you have to make a sad choice, a hard choice. And that's why you've taken up my cause, to make that hard choice, to make the sad choice no one else can make. And when a thread is cut, a thread must be cut. Sometimes I create, and sometimes I destroy. Because sometimes you can only create after you destroy and bring something back to its base materials. A sword that's warped cannot be fixed. Better to break it, smelt it, start all over, and create something worthwhile with it.
I presume you already know what's going to happen in the coming days.
Some of us have seen, some of us are privy to the tapestry, some of us are not. Some of us like to lie about it.
If you will permit me, besides this act I'm asking for, I do have one question.
What is it that you want?
To find Favaro.
No, but you're already on that path, my lord.
Is it the tower that Torg speaks of? The one that he says we came from? Because I feel it's the one we're going to.
If it's the one you're going to, then it's the one that you're following, yeah? So you're following your thread.
Just out of this moment, was the tower that Torg was talking to the east? Is that the one that we're supposed to be heading to?
Nope.
Oh, because I presumed it was the one that we've come from. That's what you made it sound like.
No.
Okay.
It looks like the other one that you've been to.
Okay. And we should act soon instead of waiting. Or should we wait and then act?
Well, I mean, people get stronger with more time, so the more you wait, the stronger she gets. So it's all up to you, really. Do you think you can take her now, or do you want more time? Do you need more time? And then he kind of looks and he's like, you see him kind of lick his fingers, and he goes over and he puts out the last of the incense, like right before it dies out. And he's like, it's all right. Everything has its own time. And he kind of like, he taps you on the head, and in reaction, you kind of, your head goes back, your eyes close. And as you pull your head forward, you see you're in the empty clearing. Your incense has burned away. But there is a new emblazon on the shield of an anvil with the hammer not striking it, but the anvil kind of on its side and the hammer resting on top of the anvil. If you want to get the rest of these guys.
Yeah.
It's your boy.
For sure.
But yo. Yo.
Come here, Jogger. Oh, since I am here, I will go ahead and bring this up. Yes. So I'm coming down, whatever the fuck Damien was doing. So I'm coming down, and I'm gonna come up to
Sailor Jerry.
To Sailor Jerry, and
I'm sitting on the grass, looking up at the sky, like, everything is wonderful. I have a brother. What?
Yeah.
That's the sun.
I'm recalling.
I'm not a werewolf.
Recalling.
That's basically it. Like, I'm not a werewolf. Yes, I can deal with everything else right now. I have a brother. And I'm not a werewolf.
And I'm not a werewolf.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
He has a brother.
Yeah.
When we found that out, did that bring up any connection to my memory whatsoever? Because there is a certain person.
Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Because
that person isn't related to him.
Everybody's back.
And the DM has a Snickers bar in hand.
Brandon has had a moment with his deity.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Did Damien actually squeal in real life, or was that only?
Was that canon? Is what the word?
Yeah.
No, that was Brandon.
Okay. Brandon was very excited.
Damien has been sitting there very silent.
Very
stoic.
He's stoic.
Okay. So,
oh, wait, I have to make an intelligence roll when I came back.
Yeah.
All right, so do it.
Just to figure out.
Crash Ironfoot.
No.
No, your mother.
My mom. So my dad was either a paladin or a fighter.
Right. Protector.
Protector. And to see what my mom was into.
While this is happening, before he rolls, I'm actually walking back down so I can find him. So go ahead.
You need to ricochet off a cup more often.
19 on the die.
You had really good rolls.
That's
yes.
22.
I'm afraid to roll.
I'm afraid for encounters.
Yeah. I'm going to ricochet that shit off your glass.
I know, right?
Magic
glass right here.
Yeah.
You remember her always being very vocal about the ancestors. So you imagine that she was a shaman of some sort. But you also remember her, which is kind of the reason why you took after her, healing. Like, she had healing hands.
By the way, just now so I can finish this off, as I'm coming down, I see
Kolsch in deep thought. And I just want to go ahead and tap on his leg. It's not his shoulder because I can't reach it. So on his leg.
On the part of his body.
Can I extend my hand out? As a brotherly gesture. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he's gonna do.
And you see him
smack that fucking. Yeah, smack that fucking.
I just kind of look down at the Torg and nod.
God, I just like I'm not missing anything from what we talked about because I wasn't writing while we spoke.
And also, as you work out what having with Kolsch, is there any reaction from Gorin while I'm flipping and strongly thinking about the journal that's in my hand?
There's a moment where Gorin looks off in the direction of where Damien went. Almost like there's, like, you almost feel like the fear of God put into him.
Into Gorin.
Like, you feel his fear.
Okay.
Kind of cycled down through you.
Okay.
And it stays for a moment, almost too long. You see him kind of like he climbs down to onto like the lower part of your back. Like he's very fidgety for a moment, and then after a while, the feeling kind of subsides, and he very slowly creeps back up onto your shoulder.
Okay.
But there for that whole moment, like there is just nothing but pure fear
coming from his end.
Now was that okay? So. Or did you actually see Damien go off? This isn't even the character, but did you actually see him go off? Or did I notice? Just react, but it was like, oh, fuck, there's a god.
Yeah, did I notice Damien leaving because of Gorin, or did I notice that?
No, there's a lot of people kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Right, and then I just felt the fear.
You sat down in the darkest part of the canopy.
Right.
Coach kind of went over to a tree nearby, and you saw the whole vine, and so they didn't have it with him. You saw Tor come over to him. You saw Jerry kind of like meandering about.
I don't meander. I went right to the fucking sun.
Right. In the sun, he's meandering.
Yeah.
But Damien kind of like, he did kind of disappear. Like, he wandered.
Okay. Okay. So there we go.
Well, I actually, when I come down, I'm pretty much just describing everything that I saw from my vantage point. Pretty much the direction that we have to go, and what I saw as far as the tower. So, whenever you guys are ready, I honestly think that's the next course of action that we're gonna do.
As soon as I'm ready, I want to go over to Kolsch.
Torg is with him.
Okay.
Torg is with Kolsch. Torg is with Kolsch.
So.
Torg. He defeated you, sir.
You
got Torg.
I put the journal back into my bag of holding.
Yep.
And I address the party and ask him if they're ready to continue.
I'm not a werewolf. I'm good. I can do whatever you want.
Okay.
Wait, that's a good idea. I touched the silver on the fucking scimitar. Does that do anything to me?
Does not bother.
That's the thing I did. I was like,
all right. I'm saying you should let me cut you with it.
You should.
If I cut myself, would it be subdual damage? No, right? Fuck you.
Okay, so I gather all my stuff, I stand up, and I start to make my way, like if I was going to head east, and I kind of look over my shoulder to see if everybody's ready to join me
these three are kind of like in a conversation right now.
Okay.
So it's like you start walking away, and Jerry's like the only one that's kind of like, man, with you.
All happy, like,
All right, so I
happy Bill Murray.
I turn back and I look.
What about Bob Bill Murray?
Yes. What about Bob Bill Murray?
That era of Bill Murray, but with the gray speckled beard.
Yeah.
I look back to Torg.
We gotta find Bill Murray movies for all the moods Jerry's in now. I understand this.
I'll make it when I get home.
Yes.
So I look back to the group that's left behind, which is Torg, Damien, and Cole.
I'm waiting for Bill Murray in jail in Ghostbusters, Jerry.
Oh my god. Bankman. Jail Bankman.
And I specifically look at Torg and I said, are you ready to go?
Well, as she's packing up and everything's happening, this conversation's happening, so.
Go for
what
it.
What are you guys gonna do?
You guys were talking before I got over here.
Yeah.
Well, no, I pretty much said exactly what
hand
you
out.
Okay.
I have my hand up, he nods, I put my hand down.
No, he said, no. He said, touch me.
He touches you. He touches you in the leg, and then.
And I put my hand.
No! I go to shake Torque's hand. Of course.
Right. When he does that, okay. Pretty much the idea is when I grab his hand, like obviously like that.
This is great.
We grab
forearm
like
the forearm.
Forearm to forearm.
Classic.
Forearm. Pretty much, it's what I say is afterwards is because whatever happens here. Just know that I will die making sure that you stay alive. That's all I say, and then I let go.
Wait, but Cosmo's to let go though at that point. Like,
oh yeah, that's cryptic as fuck.
Wait a minute.
So Cos looks at Tor and the look of like bewilderment
who died?
Crosses his head, and he's like,
you see Damien start walking towards your direction.
I look at Damien, but at the same time, I mean, I don't have anything to hide from Damien. I look over at Tor, I'm like. Excuse me?
You'll know in good time. Trust me.
What will you notice that Damien has the same shield that he just got, but it has an emblazoned on it. It's been emblazoned.
The new one?
Mm-hmm.
It's been emblazoned already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
What do I recognize on that shield?
You notice that it has the big, heavy catch, the eye draw, is the what's it called?
The anvil.
The blacksmith's anvil.
Okay.
But the hammer is just resting on the anvil. It's not hitting it. It's not in action in any type, shape, or form. It's just resting on top of the anvil.
So it's not even on the strike surface. It's on the side.
No, it's on the struck surface, but it's just resting there.
So the hammer is hit, but it's not raised or coming down. It's laying flat, like it's made contact. Or it's
no,
on its side.
No, like it's on its side.
Like it's resting. Resting.
Like it's resting. Like it hasn't been used.
It's
okay, so it's just it's okay.
Yeah.
So an unused hammer on an anvil, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that trigger Kolsch's?
That's one of the. That's you can make a religion roll. Actually,
I'll assist.
Ooh.
You can't.
Okay.
No, I can't. I am not giving you that.
What was the roll?
One. We're all drinking.
We're all drinking. Sorry, guys.
Cheers. Notice the difference, but has no idea what he
it's was. It's pretty.
I'll make that check later.
So yeah.
At the same time, after Colson Torg's
Moment.
Yeah, I just say, hey, by the way, I think Orm is leaving. just saying, guys.
Huh?
Do I notice?
We go to find Orm, then I go.
Oh, no, well, we all see that Orm is actually heading east where I said that.
Like,
that's where the tower was, and I saw the
him and Jerry are standing, like, at the far edge of the clearing, like, right before you go into the forest, like, kind of, like, waiting.
Yeah.
Who are?
Orm and Jerry,
okay.
Well,
so Cole heard what Tor had to say.
Yeah.
There was a moment of remembrance that failed horribly.
Yep.
All right, mouthful of beer is lovely, delicious. Cole remembering that his mother was some sort of shaman / healer and matriarch of his clan, father being a protector of sorts in the lines of either a paladin or fighter.
Yeah.
Kolsch has a moment where he just kind of sits down and remembers his family's last name. Kolsch's family's last name was Ha-Unka.
Yep.
Deriving from both the dwarven words of protection and of loyalty. And loyalty falls into the same category as healing in the dwarven clan. Paul being on his mother's side, Unker being on his father's side. And at this point, Cole takes a very deep drink from his flagon.
Well, I do see that Orm is already on the edge heading east.
Yep.
I go ahead and motion to them saying pretty much that, let me scout ahead. Obviously, I know this terrain very well. So please, let me at least go ahead and track. So I know that we're not going to run into some kind of ambush.
I nod at Torg, and I ask you, sir, do I notice the difference in the shield in which Damien is holding?
obviously Jerry has a pass of 13, Orm pass of 14. Yeah, but just passively looking around, like, you can tell that there's a difference in the shield. Like, it wasn't emblazoned before,
right?
And now there's actually a symbol on there.
Yes,
does Gorin have a reaction? Does Gorin have a reaction to the change on Damien's shield?
If he does, it's not immediately.
He doesn't make it
up to you.
Prevalent to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'll roll
religion.
Religion or history?
You can roll history.
Oh yeah.
So
it's 17 plus 5.
Okay.
That's 22.
There is a cult that existed of worshippers of Hephaestus.
Okay.
creators. A cult of mostly forgers and tinkerers and arcanists who were known for their symbol and their patience. And they're the ones that have been attributed with the creation of golems in the first place.
Okay.
That symbol that he has on the shield now is the same symbol for there for that cult.
Hey, Damien,
I'm still trying to talk to Kolsch.
Yeah.
Oh, I got him.
Yeah.
Kolsch is sitting down now at this point.
Hold on.
Yeah, Kolsch is.
Yeah, the only one who came up to us was
cult of
Jim.
It was a cult of
you, me,
and creators, yeah, attributed to the creation of gold.
I just saw.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, known for patience.
All right. Well, since this is happening, and I advise Sailor Jerry as well as Orm, I want to go ahead and just use my favorite terrain then to see if there is, since we're heading east, what is the route, how treacherous, if I can tell based off of the terrain, how crazy this actually could be. I don't know if this is nature or survival.
It is both, actually. Ice.
It'll be
survival to come up with a viable, safe route.
That's fine.
And it'd be nature to kind of gauge whether or not your group can actually traverse that path.
Considering that it's a favorite terrain, do I have anything with regards to advantage?
You have advantage on one of the two roles.
So survival is coming up with the plan. Nature is actually
saving. Survival, you're plotting a course, and nature is going to tell you whether or not all five of you can survive that course.
Okay, so I will use my advantage on nature. So I'll do survival first.
Yep.
Survival is a 9 on the die, and I'm not proficient in survival. Am I?
Tor, you are.
Oh, okay. That's good. that's good. So that's a 13 total?
Yeah. You come up with a course. You come up with a good day's course.
One day to get there? Or
no,
home?
No. You come up with the first day's course.
The first day?
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and use advantage then on the nature. So 11 on the first.
Okay.
And a 1, so I get to re-roll that.
You do.
So I'll use, it was an 8, so I'll use the 11. Plus the nature, but I don't have
proficiency
in nature.
For the first day, you believe that none of them are gonna have a hard time following you.
All right. Well, I go ahead and I provide the plot. I advise what the best course of action that I can deem worthy, and I just stared at in milk stout that's like put into the middle of the table.
what is that?
So, as this photo will show up eventually,
yeah.
My friends at Red Cypress sent me a can of this lovely Imperial...
Thank you, Red Cypress.
Yeah, Red Cypress will win. It's an Imperial Stout, but it's called Imperial Kitchen Sink Death Roll.
Okay.
Imperial Kitchen Sink Death Roll is a Thai-inspired Imperial Stout with coconut, Thai chilies, cinnamon, peanuts, coffee, and chocolate.
Jesus,
it really
Christ.
Has everything but the motherfucking kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And I thought it was an appropriate photo you guys might see at one point because it's this death roll and the entire group's next to it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll happen one day. But not today, because I'm fucking alive. And Kolsch won't let that shit happen Unless shit goes down.
It's super boring. I want to touch anything that has a death roll attached.
Yeah, you're boring.
May I speak with Colt?
He's there.
Do you have a moment?
Colt looks up at Damien. That's just for you, brother. Always.
No. You?
No.
Why? Had a moment, I suppose is the proper term.
Do you want us to leave?
It's just us two, as far as I know.
Was Tork still with us or
yeah,
no?
Is it just us two or
no? No, Tork.
No, Tork. I've already gone.
Okay.
I believe I've just met with Hephaestus.
Cole, what's up, at Damien? Live action drink here for you. Hands his flag into Damien, not Brandon, and says, one more time?
I take a sip. I believe
it's hard.
It's very hard. Just like Hephaestus.
Hey! Full shot.
I believe I've just met with my lord.
Closer to his brother again and says, one more time.
I show him the shield. I know it's not your work, but it's a gift from the creator of the shield.
At this point, Kulsh takes back his flagon from Damien and proceeds to finish it, realizing that he was the one that gave Damien the blank shield upwards of an hour ago. No forge in sight, no artisans in sight, and seeing a full, clear emblazon of a anvil with a hammer rested on its side on his new shield. And looks at Damien with a bewildered face, essentially asking, more now?
It was nice.
And did he say anything to you?
Most things, but what I feel is the most prevalent at this point is when we arrive to this tower, we should view all of our options.
Which tower?
The one Thavar is in.
The one we're heading to?
Yes.
Right, the one that Torg announced already.
The one that Torg has been telling us to go for the last hour!
Half hour.
Let's be generous.
We should view all of our options, not just stick to one plan.
And did he say
what we
should expect at this tower?
No, but if...
But we are to go to this tower.
And I presume you'll make better sense of this than I could. When we find the threads of fate, follow them. Don't cut them.
Skewer.
Does that ring a bell with Kulsh?
You know that there's the three blind women who are responsible
yep.
for fate.
Mm-hmm.
And their fate is considered a tapestry that they're always sewing on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there is, but I mean, like, that could have been general knowledge that he picked up coming up.
Was there anything specific that he told you, Damien? Because as much as Hephaestus is my friend, as Dionysus is yours, that sounds very, very vague.
Well, this is happening. While I am discussing this plan about charting where we're going with Orym and Sailor Jerry, I go ahead and look over at the fact that Kulsh and Damien are there discussing one another, and I go, hey! Start motioning, let's go already, guys! We gotta go!
I sigh in annoyance of how long they've been waiting. Yes, I sigh in drow. And Spanish. I sigh and drow as this is taking longer for me to continue on than I expected.
That's why he's got flames on the bottle.
Flames on the bottle.
That's why it's got flames.
But I do not. Yeah, I'm just signing an annoyance because I'm ready to go, and this is taking longer than expected.
We should go. Patience is key for some reason, but I'm not sure if that was for me or for our brethren.
Cole stands up and nods and keeps staring at Damien's shield like, what is happening here?
It's nice, isn't it?
Okay, my arm.
Wait, as Cole walks away, he looks back at the grapevines. Have they changed?
They've grown higher.
How much higher?
Like maybe about 3 inches.
Enough that he can harvest?
No. At this point, Kolsch walks over. One last moment before he follows Damien out to meet the rest of his group. He kneels down and he pours the remaining, what he had in his flagon the entire time was a honey wine, onto the vines and offers a prayer to Dionysus in the words of, I'm not sure where you're leading me, but I will follow as long as the cause is just.
Straight to hell.
Says the DM.
You see, you pour out the rest of the honey wine, and you see the vines grow straight up the tree. And when they touch the first branch, you see they kind of stretch out. And where there was nothing before, you just see from nothing to straight into like about the size of your head hive. You see a beehive just kind of construct and just an entire hive of bees just kind of like spread out from there.
Regular honeybees.
Do we see this?
Or are we far enough? We're a distance away.
I think it depends on how impatient you are with Aurum. Like if you're next to Aurum, you probably didn't see this. But if you're
I'm with Aurum. Man. I'm waiting to leave.
Yeah. Right. But you saw it, Damien, and you see the bees now just start cultivating the area.
Fertilizing
the
land.
You see the first kind of buds of grapes start spreading.
I sigh again, very loudly this time.
Wait, and all of a sudden I go, let's go!
Before Coach is distracted by any of this, he sees what he's seeing and still unsure of what is happening. He offers his silent prayer to Dionysus, bows on his hands and knees, stands up, and follows his way out.
Yep.